This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is
Greater Boston.
There is a job. I request the services of your truck. Review the requirements in my ad before committing your truck to this job. If your truck has gone through any modifications or adjustments since our last encounter, if you've purchased a new truck, if your truck is dirty or soiled, please reapply with digital images of any such alterations. Consider no names for your truck an addendum to my original ad. If your truck has maintained the integrity apparent in our last encounter, meet me at the following coordinates, 9:30 p.m., Thursday evening. 41.934445, -71.099933. Truck.
Hey, are you hearing me, Bertha? Got me saying your name, Bertha. I gotta get it out while I can, don't I, Bertha? Gotta get your name out. All these questions, don't I, Bertha? Big Bertha knows I can't ask any questions with that strange fella, can I? Yeah, you know the answer to that, don't you, Bertha? Of course you do. Bertha? That one wasn't really a question, Bertha. But that don't matter, do it, Bertha. It don't matter if it was a question, Bertha, long as it ends sounding like a question. Right, Bertha? Don't you suppose that's enough, Bertha? Oh, there he is. He's wearing the same outfit as last time, crazy fella. A green army jacket, navy pants, brown pork pie hat. Sunglasses? It's night outside. Who wears sunglasses? Maybe he's blind. Oh. Yeah, that's why he needs a truck. And a guy with a truck to drive him? Yeah, maybe he's blind. I'd ask him if he's blind, if I could ask him questions. Strange little possibly blind fella.
Truck.
Uh-huh. Truck.
Good truck.
Thank you.
Get out and take the keys.
Why?
No questions. I will inspect the truck to make sure...
I haven't touched her since our last job.
I will inspect the truck.
She's been under a dust cover, for Christ's sakes. I mean, clean as a baby's bottom. I mean, no. That ain't right, because baby's bottoms, they're not so clean. I mean, they got poop on them. Yeah, maybe even, other dirty baby stuff. I don't know.
I will inspect the truck to make sure there hasn't been any...
Okay, fine. Whatever.
What is this?
Oh, that. no questions?
Truck is not clean.
No. Truck is clean. Truck is very clean. You could eat off of that truck. Huh. You could fill the bed up with soap and water, and you could bathe in that truck. It's a very, very clean truck, that truck. That's my umbrella.
Umbrella?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yep, umbrella. You know, in case it rains. It's got a very fancy case, very modern. You gotta have an umbrella. I mean, what if we're out on one of your little jobs, and it starts to rain? I mean, rain don't bother me personally, but it may bother you. It may bother someone else. So, I keep an umbrella, in case I have company in the truck. And they don't want to get wet. What? You don't ever get caught in the rain? Guy without trucks gotta get caught in the rain all the time. Then what do you do? Then where will you be? I'll tell you where. Wet. I mean, what? Okay, that's not a place. That's a thing. But that's a thing that you'll be. Yeah, you'll be wet. You'll be in Wet Town. That's where you'll be. Drenchedville. Soaked City. The suburb of Soaksville.
No questions and no jokes.
Yeah, all right, sir. But umbrella ain't no joke. Nope, nothing funny about an umbrella. Actually, they are kind of funny looking, aren't they? Oh, oops, sorry, that was a question, wasn't it? I mean, oh, that was a question, period. Yeah. And they are funny. Umbrellas are funny. I was wrong about them not being funny. Mm-hmm.
Get in. Here is the first address. We will drive to this address. We will load up your truck and pick up a passenger. Then, we will drive that passenger and his load to another address, where we will unload that load. After that, you will drive me back to these coordinates. The job will be completed, and you shall receive your payment.
So, no food in a tube today? Oh, sorry. No food in a tube today. No questions, no jokes. Yeah, let's go, fella. This must be our fella over here on the side with all these boxes. This must be his load, as you call it. This must be our fella, I said. Must be. Yep, our fella. Tim.
This is the address. Stop at the address.
Yeah, okay.
Truck.
Good evening, gentlemen. What is the largest moon of Jupiter?
Ganymede.
Hey, that's a question. How come he gets to ask a question?
No questions.
Well, right, no questions, yeah. But that was a question. He asked a question. How come he gets to ask a question?
You're asking a question. No questions.
Well, you should be more specific about that. Your ad should have some, like, revisions in it. No questions for Marlowe. Anyone else could ask questions, but if Marlowe gets a little curious, oh no. No questions for Marlowe at all. Anyone else is welcome to questions. It's a question buffet in here. Yeah, but Marlowe ain't invited.
Are you guys okay?
Questions okay for job. You are not job. You are truck.
I am not truck. I'm Marlowe. And Marlowe asks questions.
Truck does not ask questions. Truck drives. You drive, or you do not drive. Either way, no questions.
I just think you need to make some corrections to your ad is all. Some revisions, you know, get some more detail in there. More specifics. I mean, how many times do we have to go over this?
Can one of you help me load this into your truck, or what?
What is it, anyway?
No questions.
What? He didn't place the ad. He didn't say no questions. Only you said no questions. And he can ask questions to us, so I can ask him questions. I'm not asking you questions. I'm asking him questions. And pointing out how unfair it is that he gets to ask questions and I don't get to ask questions. So I'm asking him is all I'm doing. He don't gotta tell me if you don't wanna. I mean, heck, what do I know? It's just my truck.
It's my orrery.
Owlery? What, you got birds in those boxes?
Orrery. A scale model map of the solar system. I use it for divinatory purposes.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, one of those. Mm-hmm.
Yes. A very wise man recommended I move it out of my house and into this storage container. This should do wonders to relax the considerable tension between my wife and myself.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, naturally, yeah. Well, let's give you a hand. Come on, Mr. No Questions.
Thanks.
Yeah, those planets are heavy.
Here's the address to the storage unit. Hey, what's this?
That? That ain't nothing. It's just my umbrella. My fancy modern umbrella case. That's all it is. Nothing but that. It ain't raining, so you know what they say. Bad luck to open an umbrella in the house or the truck. 7 years bad luck in the truck. Something like that. At least that's what I heard from some guy one time or something.
It's not an umbrella. It's a letter. Dear Dmitri and Nika.
That was not an umbrella.
It could be. I could put it over my head if I wanted to. It might not make for a good one, but that's my business.
No lies. No liars and no lies.
Well, then, that's something else you gotta add to your ad.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This is the final mini-episode of The Hiatus. We have a few surprises left to tide you over while we continue preparing Season 3, but don't worry if the feed is quieter than usual for the next couple of months. We're still hard at work preparing the next stage of the story. In the meantime, we hope you'll consider supporting the show through our Patreon campaign or have a look at the fun items in our merch shop. You can find either through our website at greaterbostonshow.com. This episode featured Mike Linden as Marlowe, Mike Linden as Guy, and Richard Penner as Tinker in Taunton. Charlie on the MTA, recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi.
Driving montage. What are we going to do for a driving montage? I mean, like, what, like, are we thinking like the, like in the Muppet Show, like when Kermit and Fozzie are in the car and like they're driving, like we're going by all the famous landmarks and it's like singing a song? Should I sing a song? Dug-a-dump, dug-a-dump, dug-a-dump. Moving right along, we've lived a life on the highway, and your way is my way, so trust my net.
That's enough of that.
But it's my montage.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it. So don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.